Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 42. The key sentence is...
どれが一番おいしいかな?
I wonder which is the most delicious. More literally, which is the most delicious, I wonder.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, she's taking part in a study tour with her university. She got on a Shinkansen bullet train at Tokyo Station. Now, she's going to buy a box lunch from food services on the train.
Listen to the skit for lesson 42. The key sentence is...
どれが一番おいしいかな?
I wonder which is the most delicious.
お弁当とお茶をお持ちいたしました。
どれが一番おいしいかな?
幕の内弁当は人気がありますよ。
じゃあ、私は幕の内。
僕も。支払いは別々にお願いします。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Anna stops a food salesperson.There are various kinds of box lunches on a wagon, and she is at a loss over which one to choose.
どれが一番おいしいかな?
I wonder which is the most delicious.
どれ?
Is which. You use the particle
が
after the interrogative that asks the subject of the sentence.
一番
is the first, the most, the best.It is an expression of the superlative when you compare three or more things.
一番 means number one, right?
Yes. The following
美味しい
is delicious.
かな?
It's a particle you use when you ask yourself. Here, it indicates she can't tell which is the most delicious. The salesperson says,
幕の内弁当は人気がありますよ。
幕の内弁当, or a variety box lunch, is popular. Literally, as for 幕の内弁当, popularity exists.
幕の内弁当
is a standard style of a box lunch with rice, rolled eggs, grilled fish, cooked vegetables, pickles, and many others. A box lunch is
弁当
The following
は
is a particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
人気
is popularity.
が
is the particle indicating the subject.
あります
is to exist, to have. It's a verb to express existence or possession.
人気があります
is popular, literally, popularity exists. Anna says to the salesperson,
じゃあ、私は幕の内。
Then I will take the 幕の内。
じゃ
is then. It's a casual expression of それでは。
私
is I.
は
is the topic marker.
幕の内
is an abbreviated expression of
幕の内弁当。
In this sentence, the predicate verb to buy is omitted, as it is obvious from the context. It's a common practice at eating places to say 私はand say what we want to order. So if you want to order iced tea, you can say
私はアイスティー。
I'll take iced tea. Literally, for me, it's iced tea. Then Rodrigo says
僕も。
Me too.
僕
is I for men. It's a casual word a man uses to refer to himself.
も
is to or also.
支払いは別々にお願いします。
Split the bill, please. More literally, let us make separate payments, please.
支払い
is a bill, a check, literally a payment.
は
is the topic marker.
別々に
is separately.
お願いします。
is could you do something for me, please?
In Japan, people often split the bill to pay for their own portion,But if you're in a group, everyone might divide it evenly.
Okay, let's listen to the skit for lesson 42 again. Today's key sentence is,
どれが一番おいしいかな?
I wonder which is the most delicious.
お弁当とお茶をお持ちいたしました。
どれが一番おいしいかな?
幕の内弁当は人気がありますよ。
じゃあ、私は幕の内。
僕も。支払いは別々にお願いします。
Now it's time for Teaches Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned the expression 一番, the most, the best, number one. I'd like to hear about it, how to use it in a little bit more detail, please.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, when you compare three or more things, you express the best of them by saying it is
一番
the best, the most, or number one. Then what do you say, for example, when you want to say it is the most interesting? Interesting is
面白い
So you say
一番面白いです
The adjective
面白い
does not change.You show the range of comparison by the particle
で
Number one in Japan is
日本で一番
What about Mount Fuji? Is the highest mountain in Japan? High is
高い
So you say
富士山は日本で一番高いです
Then let's make questions using 一番 Number one, the best or the mostYou use different interrogatives before 一番 depending on what you compare. If you compare things both the speaker and the listener are looking at, you use
どれが
which. So, let's say, which do you like best? To like is
好き
So you say
どれが一番好きですか?
If you compare things that are not around you, you use
何が
what.So, what do you like best is
何が一番好きですか?
If you compare persons, you use
誰が
who. If you compare places, you use
どこが
where. And if you compare dates, you use
いつが
when.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Hey, that's not my stomach growling, I promise you.
And that's not mine either. In Japan, we have this sound word when a stomach is growling.
Goo.
I thought we learned that goo-goo is a sound word to describe a snore.
Goo.
Is also used to describe the sound of a stomach when a person is hungry. When the sound is repeated, we say,
goo goo.
Then, when a person is really hungry, we say his or her stomach is,
peko peko.
When we say,
peko peko,
we are really starving. In today's sound words, we introduced,
goo.
And
ペコペコ
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Many train stations around Japan are said to have what are called 駅弁 station box lunches using special products of their districts.I want to eat many of them. Did you enjoy lesson 42?
Next time, Anna arrives at the tour's destination, Hyogo Prefecture.
Join us again.
さようなら。